Here in Washington, every day since June 29th, people have been demonstrating and getting arrested in front of the embassy of Sudan. Some are ordinary people, but many are notable. Comedian activist Dick Gregory, D.C. pastor Raymond Bell, and Democratic Congressman Joe Huffel of Pennsylvania, Charles Rangel of New York, and Bobby Rush of Illinois were all among the protesters handcuffed and led off of embassy property. This past week, the effort seemed to pay off. By a unanimous vote, the House of Representatives passed a resolution declaring the atrocities in Darfur, Sudan, genocide, and urging the Bush administration to recognize this genocide and consider action to stop it. The Senate also agreed to the measure. Congressman Charles Rangel joins me now by phone from New York. He represents New York's 15th District and is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
The House passed this resolution. What happens now?
Well, it should send a message to the administration that we're expressing the outrage of the American people that we collectively represent, that America wants to be counted on the side of what is right and what is just, and that we have the ability to save a million lives. And that's an extraordinary and frightening thought, to believe that if our country and the international community would do nothing, that a million people would die. And those of us that demonstrate it and those of us in the Congress, we want to be able to say that the world should know what's going on and should want and do something about it.
Mr. Rangel, what will simply labeling the violence going on in Sudan as genocide accomplish?
Well, that's a good question, because I really think that if you, among those that are scheduled to die because of lack of water and food and shelter and medicine, that debating whether or not this is ethnic cleansing or whether it's genocide, it should give those poor folks very, very little comfort. But by declaring a genocide, you trigger international action that's already mandated to take place if the extraordinary language of genocide is accepted by the United Nations and or the international community.
Mm-hmm. What have you heard from the U.S. State Department on this issue?
That they're very disappointed in the lack of progress that's being made as it relates to the visit that had been made to the area by Secretary Colin Powell and by Kofi Annan, who is running the United Nations. And of course, the Khartoum government denies that it's supporting the band of rapists and murderers that clearly have already killed and caused 30,000 people to die, another 350 got to die. Even if we are extremely successful in getting through, because with the rainy season coming, even if we do have the money and we do have the food and medicine and water, we will not be able to reach these people unless we move swiftly before the roads are wiped out. And so therefore, debating on whether it's genocide, ethnic cleansing, whether there's cooperation by the government, we should not allow governments that are so cruel to exist. And you know, America's reputation throughout the world, it's not the best that it can be. And if the president can say that because Saddam Hussein had killed tens of thousands of people, that was enough to go in and attack, then certainly the moral high ground should be on our side to have an international force to go in to stop the murdering or the slaughter or the deaths of millions of people. It would seem to me that that's a much higher moral issue, and America's vision as being the beacon of liberty and freedom for the world, I think, at least would flicker once again.
Congressman Charles Rangel of New York, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for taking time to let me talk about this serious international crisis that the world is facing.